Thank God. Bless the Lord. I'll tell you how to be saved this morning. This is Joel Hyatt talking to you about how to be saved. I'm going to give it to you. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Right. How you get saved. You say, how do you get saved? Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's right. The Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you get saved. You don't figure it out. Salvation is not figured. Amen. It's in a person. Amen. It's not in your mind. It's in your heart. It's a thinking process, but it's got to get down in your soul and your heart. Amen. If you can believe that, you can be saved. Amen. That's right. If you're an unbeliever, he said, he that believeth not in me, Jesus said, in me. It's in the person, you see. It's been complicated, but it's not complicated. When the Holy Spirit works in your heart, you can believe in Christ. Be saved. Amen. Anybody else, God touch your heart. Yes. Amen.
They're just in a hurricane versus tornado, that there's an end of the storm somewhere.
Yes.
And I just want to thank you for that hope and pray for that hope. And I'm here. It's not the same to watch from home. I mean, you can get it, but you can't get it.
Right. Amen. Amen. Thank God for hope. Amen. Amen. He is our hope. Amen. Thank God for hope. Amen. I'm glad I got hope. Amen. I got a blessed hope. Thank God I got hope in Him, expectation in Him, and prayers being answered. Amen. Amen.
The more I hear testifying, the more singing, and it all comes down to just bringing remembrance of a verse of Scripture there in John chapter 15. I know you know where I'm going. The greater love of no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
Amen.
Yes.
Just the idea that somebody would go to Calvary on my behalf. Yes. You know, why would anybody do that? So that I might live.
Amen.
That's what it is. That's the whole purpose of it, is that I might live.
Yes.
That you might live.
Yes.
That my children might live.
That's
one
right.
of these days, Lord willing, I hope and pray that they see that. I hope and pray God touch their heart and save their soul.
Amen.
I can't go to Calvary for them. Christ already done. And when He said it is finished, it's done.
Amen.
It's over with. It's all that's needed. Amen. Yeah. You know that old saying,
for me. Well, in John 15, He didn't only die that you might be saved, He died that you would be saved.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. His power is greater than us. Amen.
Oh, that's right.
You wouldn't be saved if He hadn't saved you.
Sure.
Amen.
That's right.
And says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, it is finished.
Amen.
And He bowed His head and gave up the ghost.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all believe that?
Sure.
Amen. It's finished. Amen. Thank God it's done. Amen. He don't have to go back and do nothing else. It's complete. That's why you're complete in Him. He done the work. Amen. Amen. That's right. He gave it up. Amen. He yielded up. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Yes, sir. Help yourself.
I'm putting Psalms 146.
Yeah.
It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Amen.
While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any beaten.
Amen.
You ain't praising God now. When are you going to praise God?
Amen.
Right.
Christ. Amen. Thank God that death has no more dominion over us. Amen. Thank God I'm loose. That's what I told Lazarus. Loose him. Amen. Let him go. Praise God. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I like that psalm. Amen. Amen. There's a lot in it. Praise God. Amen. Put not your trust in princes nor in the son. Put not your trust in princes nor in the son of man in whom there is no help. Amen. That's right. Put your trust in God. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Anybody else you got a touch in your heart?
Well, I'm glad to say.
That's right.
I'm glad I know I can trust him.
Yes.
I mean, the boy sung this morning about going home.
That's right.
Which ain't just said something about the Lord coming.
Amen.
You know how I know the Lord's coming? Because he said so.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
Right.
That's right. His word is sure, brother.
Yes.
You know, I read back in the story of creation. And you know, God created everything.
He did. He did.
I can't find nowhere where nobody counseled God and told him what to do.
No, sir.
Nobody told him what to make, how to make.
Right. Yes.
None of the rest of it.
Right.
He's the same God today.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
The same.
He saved me because he purposed
the same. Amen.
Nobody told him you had to do it. He just wanted to.
That's right.
And I'm glad I'm a beneficiary of it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm thankful
Amen.
That
yes,
God
sir. Yes, sir.
Would love me.
Yes.
Because I'm not worthy.
Right.
But boy, I'm so glad that he purposed to do that. Brother, I never think God's ever purposed.
Amen.
He's going to do it.
Amen. Right.
You know, he's had his return, his second return on the schedule for a long time.
Yes, sir.
It's been on there.
Amen.
Just as sure as he planned out everything else.
Yes.
He knows the day, he knows the hour. We don't.
Right.
We don't.
Amen.
And I guarantee you, he's coming right on schedule.
Amen.
I guarantee you, when it's right, when the Father wants him to. And I count on that.
Right.
I don't need to figure out when.
Right.
I don't need to figure out none
of
that.
Not
I just know he's coming.
Amen.
He told me to walk.
Amen.
And to wait.
That's it.
And to be faithful.
Yes.
And that's my job.
Amen.
It's his job too.
Amen.
And he's going to do his
yes,
job.
Yes, sir.
And I thank God. He's in charge of
it. Amen.
I'm not scared of that.
Amen.
I'm not scared of a sovereign God.
No, sir.
Amen.
So he is.
If he ain't sovereign, I can't count on his word.
Right.
I cannot know he's going to do what he promised me.
Right.
Amen. And I thank God for
Amen, yes. brother. Thank God. Bless Amen. The Lord. Amen. Amen to God. Anybody else? Holy Ghost touching your heart.
Yeah.
That's right.
Everything.
Yes.
And over the last couple of weeks, things have been completely out of my control.
That's right.
Completely, totally, utterly
That's
right. out of my control.
Right.
For anything that I can do,
yes.
I have had to trust him.
That's right.
And I've had to trust him that whatever happens,
right.
if his will and
That's right.
Will. Right.
And you know, there is no great peace in that.
Right.
And the Lord has helped me in other areas for
this. Yes.
Trust in him.
That's it. Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Right. Right. Yes. Right. That's right.
I trust him with my children. I trust him with my little
granddaughter.
I trust him
with my
wife.
Amen. Sure. Sometimes we have to get to
that place, you know, because we like to be in control or somebody.
Yes.
We have to part into things we don't want.
Right.
Don't.
Right.
Nope. Everything is in his hands.
It is.
You know, it's much easier that way because I don't have to, you know, I don't
have
to pick problems.
That's right.
I don't have to do it. I just trust him to do it.
Yes. Amen. Yes, amen. Thank the Lord
above.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. That's right, too. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Job 23, verse 14, for he performeth the thing that is appointed for me.
That's right.
And many such things are with him.
Yes, sir.
He will do right. Exactly what I need, he's going to do.
Exactly right.
He will perform. Yes.
Amen.
We faced some hard times. We're going through a battle, but I know the other God in heaven.
Amen.
He's the only hope that we have. If I can't believe in him, trust in him, there's nothing else. And I just want to thank God for being with us. Whatever this comes through, whatever may happen, I know it's in God's will. And whatever takes place, God lives in me.
Amen.
And I believe in him, I trust him, and I want to thank you for all the trials and all the
things. Amen.
My husband, he goes to the doctor, Jesus. Whatever this comes to, I know it's the perfect will of God.
Amen. 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 Thank God, that's right. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read a verse of scripture. Y'all brothers. I'm just going to say a few things. I'm not planning on saying a whole lot, but it's kind of been on my heart. Romans chapter 7 and in chapter 8, you got to remember there's, I have no problem with chapter breakdowns, but when it was wrote, there was no chapter breakdowns. So you got to see here in this truth that the Holy Ghost penned down under the inspiration power of God. The Word of God's inspired. That means God approves it because He wrote it. Amen. This is not the writing of men, even though God used men as a pencil in His hand. Holy men of God spake as they was moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so if you doubt any of this to be not to be true, then you'd probably have to doubt God and the whole Scripture. But I trust and believe that God's give us a perfect word. I believe it's been tried and I believe it's been proven. And I can say that in my life. And I'll tell you this morning why I know that. It's the Holy Ghost of God empowered witness in my spirit that this is the Word of God. Amen. Romans chapter 7, Paul's a fighting with his own self. If you'll read that in the context, he saw the law. And he knows that this is a great struggle with him. He knows that he has problems in the flesh. I'm talking about a Christian now. I don't believe this is written a sinner. Amen. I believe he wrote the chapter. He called them brethren. And he went through this. What he's trying to do, he's not trying, but God does it through him. He's taking them to a place that they can trust. You cannot trust yourself. You cannot trust your flesh. In fact, the Bible said in verse number 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Amen. Paul talking now. Notice so many times in the Scripture he used I. He said I. Verse 19, for the good that I would do, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. He's talking about himself now. Amen. Now, he said, now if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. We know that. We face the same thing. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Verse 23, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. And then he said this. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. And I'm not so sure if he didn't have to go through that to see that exactly what he was. And for the Bible said a wretched man. Now, the word wretched man means he's a miserable man. He can't get victory over these things completely. And you know that. Amen. He said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He's struggling. He's having contention within or a contest within. And he's struggling. This man, Paul's struggling right here. Amen. That's what the book says. It looks that way that it's a strong struggle. And he said in verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. So he's weighing it out with his own mind. There's always going to be difficulties in this body. That's why he said, who shall deliver me from this body of death? And so we know within us is a carnal nature. We know also that if you're saved, you have Christ in you, which is divine God, divine nature. Amen. We know Paul wrote to the Galatians, and he said, the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so you cannot do the things that you would. And so I would not ask you for a show of hands. I appreciate your testimony and honesty. Amen. I was wicked when he saved me, and I still have some wickedness about me. Amen. And when you look like that and you see that, that's the truth of every individual that's seated here this morning. And you say, how in the world do I have victory? Why do you live in guilt? Why do you live, I got in a heart condemnation sometimes? Amen. And you say, well, I've done this. Amen. Listen, there's a difference between, and I'm not promoting sin, you know I'm not. But there is a difference between committing a sin and living in sin. Amen. We do commit sin. Amen. But we don't live the old life of sin. But we do have that pull that way. You got that pull that way. Amen. I use this example to my own life. Amen. I thought that I had victory over some things. But one day I come in the field like Esau. And I smelt the soup cooking, and the senses were quickened, and I wanted that for my flesh. Amen. And you see, that can happen to a child of God. Amen. Listen this morning. This is the victory. I'm giving it to you this morning, how you can live in victory. And listen, not base it on yourself. Not base it on your struggles. Not base it on what you do or what you don't do. There's probably more sins of omission than there are commission. sin. God sees sin the same. There's consequences for some sin more than others. But sin, sin. Sin means I missed the mark. He said, whosoever, if you know to do good and do it not, is sin. He said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And so I'm saying this morning, thank God that sin, amen, has my friend a part of our members. He said, let not sin reign over your mortal body. Don't let sin control you. Don't let sin dictate your life. When sin dictates your life, amen, you better have God in you out there to get you out of it. If you don't, it'll take you down the road, friend, because sin is sin. But listen this morning. This is what Paul's saying. Amen. He's saying there's a struggle in the believer. And there is. There's never a time that I ever feel in myself that I can live. Amen. Ain't God put perfect life. Amen. Listen. If you think so, God help you. Amen. I'd listen to you. Praise God. Counsel me. How can I get to a place that I don't do it? But brother, the Bible said you do it. Amen. The closer you get to God, the more sin you see in your life. Hey, God. Amen. The more light you have on something, the more evidence is there. Paul said, I'm struggling. This is the answer. Amen. If you can get there and believe it. In verse 1 of chapter 8, he said, there is therefore. Therefore, this is there. And there is. It's now. There is exists. This is the victory, thank God. There is therefore now. Amen. 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 Now. It's now. It's right now. Hey, hey, friend, now. Means now. It's now. Amen. Thank God. He's saying this. There is therefore now no condemnation. He said that, listen, you can say what you want to. I don't care if they say I'm a sinning Baptist. I don't believe that. I believe God changed your sin desire. I believe God puts a desire in your heart for God. But brother, I'm telling you, there's good people that sin in this Bible. Amen. Brother, listen. Paul, he even said, I'm a wretched man in his eyes and his struggles. But I'm telling you, he said, there's no condemnation. There's no sentence today. Thank God there's no judgment on my sin. It's already been judged. It's already been took care of. Amen. No matter what I do, I'm free this morning. No matter what I go through, I'm free. No matter how far, how short I fall, I'm free. Amen. I'm not perfect and I know it. I'm not making excuses. But I'm telling you one thing. I can rest in the fact that I've been delivered. Thank God from sin, and I'm free, thank God, and I'm not under judgment. It don't matter, friend, I'm not under judgment this morning, amen. That's what he's saying right there. Amen. You might get so mad tomorrow, and I hope you don't do it. You might get so mad tomorrow going down the interstate that somebody run you off and you cuss. I know some of y'all self-righteous. That's right. And you'll say, God, I'm sorry for that. Amen. And you'll live half the day under condemnation. Amen. But I'm telling you, God says, it's under the blood. Amen. It's under the blood, friend. Hey, I live from that. Amen. I live from that. Amen. I don't listen. I live from that. There's a position I have. It can't change. No matter who, hey, God tries to change it. The position I have, it don't change. Amen. Therefore, there's therefore now, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. That's the key right there. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. We're in Christ Jesus. The evidence of being in Christ Jesus is who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. A walk is something that we walk, amen, or live in. Amen, we live by God. Amen, Christ is the way. Amen, God allows things in your life. Amen, the God that you might look to Him. Amen. Don't you think I bet you helping God. You ain't helping God. He don't need no help. Amen. Who he purchased. Hey God, if you're a believer, thank God you're a purchased price. Amen. You're not under condemnation. Amen. Friend, you know what? You'll lay around the house. If I got up, preach, don't read your Bible, praying. Amen. This way you ought to live and do that. On the altar and be full this morning. Thank God, but I preach like this and tell you that it ain't anything you do or don't do. Amen. It's not the struggle you have. Hey, can I say this? What he's saying here? I've got it all under control. I know what you are and I know what you do. I know what you think. I know where you're at. But I'm telling you one thing. Amen. When I look at you, you're perfect. Amen. When I look at you, you don't have no judgment. When I look at you, thank God. Hey, you're my price. I paid for. Amen. That's right. You're my people I paid for. Notice this here. Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Like the law can't do nothing but kill me. It slew me. I had to have the law preached to me. Amen. That I might see my sin. And God, without the law, there's no sin. If it not had not said, thou shalt not covet, I'd never know not to covet. But it did say that. And he said it's idolatry too. Amen. I'm going to tell you what will stop a lot of church gossip. You see old so-and-so driving that brand new car. And in your heart you want it. God knows you're covetous. Amen. He's just long-suffering with us. Amen. You ain't no better than nobody. If you ever see yourself as God sees you, you'll get on your knees and thank God he had mercy. Amen. There'll be no judgment. Judge not lest ye be judged. Amen. Well, what judgment you judge, that's what you're going to be judged with. Amen, son. Amen. It ain't in you, friend. It's in him. It's in Christ. We're in Christ. That's the position. Amen. That's the victory. Amen. Thank God. Paul said, I'm a wretched man. The Lord said, no, you're not condemned. Amen. You can believe that. See, that kills. I'm going to tell you, that kills a false holiness movement. The false holiness say that there's a place of perfection in a certain work of grace. Well, why did Paul say, I'm a wretched man and I'm a sheep of sinners? It kills them, friend, because it takes away their image and ego and their belief they have. Thank God, holiness is the attitude of my heart, amen, toward the law and command of God, and amen, that I respect, reverence, and love Him and want to please Him, but I know I can't except Christ live through me, amen, the Spirit of life live in me and live through me, because I can't keep the law, but He keeps what He wants to in me, amen. Right. Thank God, a New Testament friend. Listen to me. Amen. The law was given for ungodly and sinner to hear the law to see where they're at with God. But the law was never, listen friend, what the next verse, what the law could not do is weak to the flesh. In other words, the law's holy, but it can't produce holiness in anybody. It only shows you it'll kill you. Amen. I'm going to tell you something this morning. If all you're going to do is try to line up to a bunch of standards, you ain't no better than a Pharisee. And everybody thinks, listen, I believe in dressing right. I'm using this for illustration. I believe women all look like women, men all look like men. But if you think because you dress right and carry the right Bible that that puts you above somebody else, you're deceived. You don't know nothing about God. Amen. Jesus Christ is my righteousness. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen. Amen. And when you got a crowd of people in a church that thinks they're righteous by their works, hey, friend, you can't go nowhere with that. There's no Holy Ghost going to show up because it's all about them instead of the God of heaven. Amen. What the law could not do is weak through the flesh. God sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Why? That the righteousness of God might be. Notice the righteousness of God, the law might be fulfilled in us. Amen. Christ is our righteousness. Amen. Listen, Keith, Brother Keith, He give you righteousness. He imputed unto you righteousness. He gave His righteousness to you. It's not our righteousness, His righteousness. It's fulfilled in us through Christ. He fulfilled the law. He kept the law, fulfilled the law. And through Him we have righteousness. Amen. He transferred it. He gave it to us. He put it on us. Amen. That's why He declared, thank God I'm righteous. Amen. God told, amen, Abraham, He said, if I find 10 righteous, thank God. He said, I'll spare the city. He said, if I find them.
find me righteous. Get out of here with that. You bear witness with my spirit. Who is a righteous man? Them that have imputed righteousness. He that is born of God doeth righteous. That's born of God. The seed remaineth in you. He cannot sin because the seed of God's in you. Amen. And all Paul's saying is, I'm a wretched man in the flesh. I'm a struggle. All things to go through every day. And we still going to go through it. I don't care who you are. Amen. You know, I want to tell you something this morning. Listen to me. You want to know how, where you at with God? Not when everything's going good, but when you put to the test. Amen. That's when you find out where you at. Boy, I thought I was doing good, but all of a sudden, goodness. Amen. I mean, I felt him bad. Amen. I didn't obey him the way I should. And I found out that I was doing good along with I was trusting him and his allowing that. But when he allowed me to be tested and my weakness, amen, I found the only strength I had was made perfect through him. Amen. Glory to God. This is what he's saying this morning. You're going to struggle. You're going to fight. You're going to say, I'm a wretched man. But he said, just remember, you're in Christ. Amen. You're in Christ. And there's no condemnation. Amen. Say, get up! You got too many people living in the past. False guilt. Amen. That's why you can't serve God. I'm not as good as them people are. That's why I tell God, I say, Lord, I'm the sorriest and worst. Amen. And you say the same thing if you see yourself. Amen. Amen. You know, if you're really right with God, you never look at anybody and say, I'm better than they are. How much better? He said, no and no wise. The Jews are no better than the Gentiles. Ain't God, nobody's better. It's Christ. Amen. Listen, everything's Him, friend. Amen. Thank God for it. I'm glad there's victory this morning. Amen. That's right. I say, walk in it. Amen. I don't know what you're going to face tomorrow. I don't know what you're going to face today, but I'll tell you one thing. Thank God I'm in Christ. Amen. That's right. Amen. I don't want to be ashamed of me. But the only reason he ain't going to be ashamed of me is that Christ is glorifying his own self through me. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Appreciate you being in the house of God. Remember meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. Praise God. Hope we can keep it going. Amen. That's right. It ain't us keeping it going. It's the Holy Ghost. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I'm a candidate. I like testifying, singing, testifying, any of it. Amen. Whatever God wants, this is a freeman. Free man of God. You got freedom in the church. Amen. We ain't running no program, praise God. We're running by the Spirit, if God will help us. Amen. Thank God. Enjoy the blessings of God. Stand with us this morning. Amen. Let's pray. Ask God to help us. Anybody else got something before we dismiss? I appreciate Brother Shank getting to come this morning.